For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The National Anthem is supported by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check? Google Dan Newland.
On K92.3.
Okay, so we're stepping in here on Monday, the 20th of May. We've got some inspiration. You know, we always kick off the show with the National Anthem, and we always love to dedicate it to somebody.
Yes, so I'd like to shout out all of our dog trainers today. Millie, My Chocolate Lab, she came home over the weekend, and Cheyenne and Chelsea, they listen to K92.3, and they run a dog training business called Dog Training Elite, and they invited me out on Saturday in Winter Park to come watch them just to get an idea, get some tips and tricks for Millie. Wow. And when I walked up, they had like 20 to 25 dogs all going in the exact same direction, all doing the exact same things and being so obedient and such good pups. And I was blown away that these girls are able to do that. And they also work with therapy dogs. They had some other dogs that were in training for, I know, like type 1 diabetes and just all different things. They are absolutely incredible.
I love the fact that Chloe got a dog on Saturday, and the very first day she's like, "We're going to dog obedience." Like that dog's like, "Can I go back?"
Yeah, this dog gonna learn.
But it takes such patience to be able to work with dogs.
It does. You know what? If I could just expand on that, and I don't want to take the highlight off of those dog trainers, but I think about all the animal trainers, our dolphin trainers, our horse trainers. I mean, to deal with a creature that can't really essentially talk back to you.
Yeah.
So to this morning from K92.3, we want to send a lot of love to you with Star Spangled Banner.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Here we go. Lots of great people in this world, and it's because of people like that that are doing the right thing. And this one's, it's a little spooky this morning.
It's out there. It's straight out of the X-Files. So a farmer in Canada last week recently found a 90-pound piece of space junk in his field. This farmer reached out to experts. They originally thought it would be from the SpaceX launch that happened back in February. They reached out to SpaceX, but get this, didn't hear back. Other experts are speculating it could be from an alien UFO encounter somewhere in space.
What?
Maybe some sort of a fight that happened and a piece broke off, landed in the
fight.
I don't know. A galactic space fight?
It made it all the way to this guy's yard.
Made it all the way to his farm. Okay, doing the right thing turns up a notch is that this farmer named Barry Sawchuk is taking this piece of space chunk, trying to sell it, is already got $30,000 in taking the 30 grand or whatever he gets for it and building a hockey rink for the community.
Wow.
All right. This is Barry discussing it.
Not a space junkie or any of that. This is just what we found in our field. So my oldest son and I were out driving around just checking fields. We came across the largest object laying out in the field. Whether this is insulation, I have no idea. Don't build spaceships for a living. I farm.
By far.
But how amazing is that? How quickly could he have been like, all right, buddy, let's bag it all up and toss it in the garbage, but now using it for good?
Yeah. I mean, already $30,000. Some people say maybe $100,000 is what it's going to end up going for. So that way, that hockey rink for the community will be all set.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. If it really is modern technology as far as alien technology, I guess that would be futuristic technology.
From the future.
Then that would be something that a company would want to have in their possession to research, to try to figure out how we can make it on our own and engineer. And
guys like Elon Musk, I mean, they get all sorts of money, right?
Yeah,
like,
they'll make the next car out of that stuff.
He sneezes $100,000, right? So you think about all this and knowing it's, instead of just picking up, what do they say? One man's junk is another man's $100,000.
That's what this
could be. So for him, thinking about the kids of the community, wanting a safe place for them to play, that today is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, Obi, Chloe, Slater. Good Monday morning, y'all.
Good morning. You guys ready to hear the tick, 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 tick.
That's right. That's
nothing
right.
Nothing I love more.
No, you know what? I cannot wait to give away this $1,000. There's somebody right now who could really use it. And people in the past have said, you know what? You're full of a bunch of useless knowledge.
There you go. So 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you are good with useful knowledge, sign up right now to play. We'll give you a call on the K92.3 app. That first question today is about Tim McGraw. He's starring in a new Netflix TV series. You'll need to know that.
Kobe, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute. K92.3.
What's up, everybody? We are talking to Cassie, representing the fine folks over in Oviedo today. What's up, Cassie?
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure getting to know you. I wanted to thank you for what you do for a living because I, too, have a nanny that takes care of my kids, and that's an incredibly important role. And I hear that's what you do.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you for taking care of them little boogers. All right, so you know how this works. We're going to get you $1,000 in that bank account of yours. Hopefully, you can answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds.
All right, Cassie. So these questions, I have them here. You could say pass to any of them so you don't take up too much time. But whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to accept.
Okay.
What's your best subject?
Ooh.
Movies?
Ooh. Yeah, maybe movies.
Okay. All right.
We'll try our best with it.
Then let's see how you do with this first question. Ready? 60 seconds, Obi. On the clock. I don't know why you make that noise every time.
Because it's fun, Chloe. Yeah. It could be.
Okay. Here we go, Cassie. We're done. Okay.
That's a different sound, yeah.
This country superstar is starring in a new bull riding Netflix TV series.
Lainey Wilson?
True or false? Tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable.
False.
In the Bible, who is the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Tony Hawk is an athlete known for which sport?
Skateboarding.
What kind of alcohol is Sailor Jerry?
Whiskey.
What is 1.9 minus 0.7? I'm a visual person, so I know it's hard.
1.2.
Which movie features a young boy who befriends an extraterrestrial and helps him return home?
Pass.
What is the superhero's alter ego of Peter Parker?
Pass.
What is Elvis Presley's?
And that's
Boom. You were on a roll there for a minute.
Yeah, you did.
That was really good.
Did have to let's start at the top. So Tim McGraw is actually in a new Netflix TV series. All right, that was just announced. True or false? Tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable. That is true. It's not false. You thought Sailor Jerry was a whiskey? It's actually a rum. E.T. from home. That's the hard word that we kind of got out of Chloe.
Extraterrestrial.
There you go.
Still working on it.
Peter Parker was Spider-Man. That was the alter ego. But regardless, you are not leaving empty-handed. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets seeing Kane Brown at the Kia Center on the 30th.
Woohoo! Woo-wee!
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Cassie.
$1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
All right. Can't wait to give somebody that $1,000 this week. Let's make it you. You just heard that. Can you handle it? Sign up. All right. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Hey. Don't forget you could sign up on the K92.3 app. But this couple's need to be together is tearing two families apart. That panic button following Sam Hunt. Here's Outskirts.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Peter over on Lake Mary. Peter, this should be something exciting that you guys are celebrating, the fact that you and your wife just got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be on paper, but the reality of it, a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the paper say, Pete?
The paper says I've married the woman that I loved, was always meant to be with. I couldn't ask for more in a partner, in a person. She is absolutely perfect. I love her to death. But we both have kids from previous marriages, and the kids don't feel that way about one another. That's for sure.
Around how old are the kids?
The range is between 9 and 17.
Wow, yeah, that's a good spread.
Those are easy ages where usually emotions aren't involved or heightened in any way.
most of them are in the middle because I've got three, she's got two. Wow. And these kids are not happy to be living with one another. And a big part of it is that they're having to downscale and share a room. And so they had their own rooms in the place we're living currently, but the place we're moving into, I mean, they are going to be living together.
And so let me ask you a side question. How do her kids behave around you? Do they respect you?
I would say, no, I'm not going to say they respect me.
No, they don't
respect me yet. I hope to, you know, I feel like I'm a reasonable guy. I have rules that are reasonable, I think. But I don't feel like they respect me. They just don't really like me that much.
That's hard.
Well, you have to move in together after you get married. What are you going to do? You're going to have two houses?
Some people do. Yeah.
But maybe you should have created this peaceful atmosphere before you even said the I do's.
You know, yeah. Well, the thing is, before the reality of the downscaling came in, I think there was some kind of harmonious, like they were accepting it. But now that the reality is set in that this is actually happening,
and they got to share rooms
and bathrooms.
Yeah, this is their lives. Yeah,
and new house rules. Yeah,
have you guys done a family trip together or traveled anywhere? I don't know because it gets the kids out of the house and in a happy place, right? All together.
Not all of us at once. Some of the kids together, yeah, but not the whole group
for sure. Yeah. Like I'm a proponent that I think therapy will help. No matter what, especially having the kids actually tell you how, say your kids tell you how they feel and hers can tell her and then just come together. You got married, got a house. And even beforehand, if you didn't feel like they respected you, you're putting so much more on their plate to figure out that I think it's probably overload. And that's why you're seeing what you're seeing.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right. Yeah, the acting out, it's not like they dislike me. I just think the whole thing is, just hard. Yeah. I think it's just, it's just
absolutely.
Hard.
Absolutely. It's a difficult spot to be in.
I think you're right about the therapy thing, for sure.
Yeah, no, listen, appreciate it. Let's see if we can get you some words of wisdom from K-Nation, our family listening right now.
Yes, thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Over in Winter Garden, talking to Natalie. Natalie, you just heard Peter blending those families, bringing them all under his roof now, and they've got a problem. What do you think?
Here's my deal. I think that choosing one house over the other, it's going to piss the kids off.
Well, yeah, especially when they said, hey, let's move in together, even though you don't respect me. Like, how's that going to work?
Right, right.
Well, Natalie, give us 6 minutes and we'll hear your take next, okay?
Gotcha.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We've been on the line with Peter this morning. He and his wife, they just got married. Blended families, now one big family. But now they're all living under the same roof and they hate each other.
Yeah, Peter said the kids don't even respect him.
We're on with Natalie. And Natalie, you were sharing just some great wisdom.
Choosing one house over the other, it's going to piss the kids off. Why not get rid of both houses and start fresh in a new house?
I like that idea because then it becomes their house.
So you need a house that has 6 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms.
That's a big family.
You know what? You might have to start selling plasma. Huh?
That might be the only way to actually afford that. Everyone doesn't need their own bedroom, but I like where you're thinking is like it's a fresh start. It's a new home for everybody.
What are you supposed to do because he thinks they already hate his guts?
I think the situation causes agita or anxiety. And whereas if something's just to start fresh, it's you're ripping off the Band-Aid, everyone's starting fresh, everyone's on the same playing field.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that might solve it.
I mean, talk about a fresh start, right? Everybody gets to pick their own rooms and just kind of...
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, appreciate you. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so we're trying to help our guy Peter out. This is something that we do every single morning called the panic button. He's freaking out because they're blending families together. What should be exciting two people coming together in love. They're having to blend these families, though, that are not on board.
Slater, I would love to hear your thought because you have a blended family, you and Becky.
Yeah, and I grew up having a blended family as well. When I was 13, so go back, I was 13, my parents, they divorced, and within 2.5 years, my father remarried, built a house, moved in, so I had a stepsister at that point and a brother, and thankfully, we all, it worked out. I don't know how. I didn't end up going to therapy back then or anything. I did when I was older, but it's like everything turned out good. Then this past year, now we moved my daughter and Becky, her two boys, into the house together. And the most important thing is we did it on a time frame that, no offense to Peter, but was at a different point because we grew up as children of divorce. So we had that perspective of like, we don't want to rush stuff. If it seems like you're actually putting a square peg into a round hole, don't do it. But he said, you know what? We're the adults. And that's what a lot of families do. They go, you know what? We're just going to do it anyway. It's all going to work out. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And he's finding out the hard way right now.
Now they're all under one roof. All right, so we need some help. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Fish from Merritt Island.
Hey, ooh. Fish.
All right, so the first thing they got to do is buy a drum set.
Buy a drum set?
Yep.
Okay.
And what? Then send them all in a room and make them watch Step Brothers.
Oh, there you go.
That's a great movie.
Yep. Step and Brothers. Then maybe they'll understand and get along. If not, find out what they all like together.
So what do you, well, they like hating dad. It seems like that's a definite thing. What is he supposed to do with that when he knows that they don't respect him anyway, and he's coming to the age where his own kids, being teenagers, probably won't either?
Step up, be a parent. Find out what he's got to do to fix that.
Well, and I think sitting down with the kids and figuring out what's going on. Why don't you like each other?
Yep. Find out what they like, find out what they don't, and put them together and have them just bond.
And I guarantee you they have a lot more in common than they think that they do.
Exactly. They just don't know it yet.
So rough, man. You know, somebody made the suggestion earlier that they haven't even done like a family trip together, that would be a way to bond, is all y'all do some sort of like Grand Canyon trip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Definitely an interesting space, Fish. I appreciate you chiming in, brother.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
K92.3. All right, who's this? Where are you from?
Anna from Deltona.
Hey.
Hi, Anna.
Deltona, everybody.
I have maybe a solution. My daughter is in the same situation. She had three children. Her boyfriend had two. But what they did is that when the kids are in the room, each child got to choose their wall, and they got to decorate their wall in whatever theme they wanted to. And they get to add their items to that wall, so that way then they felt like they had their own space, their own wall.
That's fun.
You know, and it made it happier. The kids actually started helping each other with the way they designed the wall or put things on there. And that's how she's done it.
Wow. Mm. You know what? I wonder if there's something, too, with pairing kids up. Like, hey, okay, so you two older ones, like you guys, you know, when we go to the grocery store, you guys are going to be in charge of getting the dairy and the milk.
I see what you're saying. It almost bonds them together.
Right. And then you two little ones, you know, when we go to the theme park, you guys are going to be responsible for holding hands. I don't know. You're kind of bonding the family. I don't know why Brady Bunch comes to mind when I think of this.
It depends on the age.
It does depend on the age, but I mean, you can still pair them up, make something fun, and definitely take away the electronics instead of letting them run away and keep their face in
the
phones or whatever, because then they don't have to communicate.
Yeah, great advice.
Also take the electronics away.
Great advice. Really appreciate you this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too.
The difficult thing that they're so having, sweet. Right, is they did it in reverse. What should have happened was, like you're saying, probably that trip before moving in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, knowing that each kid has their own feelings, and they can share them with one, right?
Yeah.
So in my house, there's three kids, three different types of feelings. Some people are open and want to express that they're upset about something. Others, they're quiet about it, and they actually might hate what's going on even more, right?
Because
they don't say it. But he's already at the point. He's already got the house together. So now it's actually trying to figure out how to navigate through that.
Absolutely.
Doing it alone? Forget it. How's that ever going to work? And no offense, our listeners, great advice, right? But probably professional advice would be the best when you're dealing with that many people.
Yeah.
And so many
do a whole family session. Yeah.
I mean, they said he feels like the kids hate him.
Yeah.
That they have no respect for him.
Best of luck to Peter there. Keep your advice coming, please. I mean, there may be somebody who's going through this exact thing and you've got the answer. So please, we'll take those.
And one of our country superstars is refusing to shut down the baby factory. Revealing who it is, that'll access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
So we'll get to which one of our country superstars is not shutting down the baby factory just yet. But first, Hardy has a rock album. It's coming out on July 12th. It's called Quit. He made the big announcement, 13 songs, and he released one of those songs over the weekend. It's called Psycho.
If you say goodbye, hell, I'll dye my hair. Crash your birthday party in my underwear.
It's so
really good.
So he said between now and when the album comes out in July that he'll be releasing more music. So lots and lots of new songs on the way for Hardy.
You think he's on a kick like to try to do what Morgan did and put out as much music as possible so people can forget about you?
I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of these artists, they have these songs like, I know Ernest, I just recently saw him say that he has songs that are banked for albums that won't
Tucked
come out
away.
For years. Yeah, so they've written so many songs. They just have them sitting in a bank.
It makes you curious, though, right? Because his last album, it was half rock, half country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many country songs are on this rock album?
It's not
That's
one.
Right, because rock album, right?
Yes.
So is he going to just be featured and maybe just write? Since he wrote God's Country for Blake, was one of his first massive number ones, maybe he just does that, and he writes country songs for other guys.
I think Hardy found a lane.
I don't think he'll ever leave country.
Country, yeah.
Yeah, rock and country, I think, is what he'll go down. Like you said, it'll be that lane. And Martina McBride is going to be a new judge on a talent show competition on Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network. It'll offer, like, dancers, comedians, singers who have what it says here, quote, who have pushed their dreams aside for years, a second chance at their big break. And I saw actor Taye Diggs and SNL's Heidi Gardner will also be joining Martina as judges.
Man, that's cool because you think about how many people who the minute you had kids and you stopped and you paused. Mm-hmm. So this way, A, you could raise a family, or B, take care of your spouse because your spouse was getting their doctorates.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. Yeah, that you decided to put a pause on your life. Man, I love this.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So it debuts in the fall. Again, that'll be on Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network. And then lastly, Thomas Surratt and his wife, Lauren, they've been together forever, y'all. They're high school sweethearts, have four adorable girls. Willa Gray's 8, Ada James is 6, Lennon's 4, Lily's 2. So very busy, lots of things going on in their house. But Thomas sharing if he and Lauren plan on having more kiddos.
We are breathing right now. We have come up for air. And so we're gonna let the air ride for a little bit longer, I think, before we make that decision. I haven't ruled it out. I've not gotten the sniff. I don't know if I can physically. I don't know that I could do that. We pray about it constantly, you know, just kind of for the peace or unpeace of do we want to have another kid or do we want to adopt again? I think both are equally on the table.
Wow, and he's already 4 on the roster.
Yes, and Willa Gray, their oldest, she's 8. She was adopted, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they decide to do. Again, we'll see what ends up happening.
And I don't think it's the pain, right? Because they do, like, they knock you out enough, so it's not like it actually hurts. I think
what,
for him,
yeah.
I think for him, really, it's against his religious beliefs to actually do that. Isn't that stopping what his God actually is like?
I mean, hey. I got snipped. We both serve the same God. I mean, I think
so. How bad was it?
bad enough for frozen peas one day. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it, man.
But Lauren has always wanted 5 kiddos. So because she wants 5, I would not be surprised. You know, right now taking a little bit of pause, but a couple years down the line, having maybe a boy. I don't know. He's embraced the girl dad life, but he hasn't had his boy yet.
If Thomas Ray gets another girl, man, that's the point where you tie things up.
Yeah, I think that's the pain he was talking about.
So you can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. Just a few minutes away. Hey, summer, I think this is the last week of school for a lot of kiddos.
Get a surfboard, man.
A surfboard, put it towards summer school, summer vacation, whatever the kiddos need this summer, that money is all yours. 8 a.m., make sure to have the K92.3 app downloaded.
K92.3.
2 people, 1 date, 0 texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Out of Belle Isle. Chris, okay, so tell us about your night. You guys went out to House of Blues, what else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a pretty good date. You know, we met up on Hinge, and we matched. Now I can't get a call back at all from her, and I'm really unsure what's going on.
What did you go to House of Blues for? Because I know you can also... Did you grab a bite to eat there?
We got a show.
Oh, a concert.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have same musical tastes? Or are you somebody who likes, like, Slipknot or something like that?
Like the metal band?
No, we went to a little bit more casual band than that.
All right, okay. And then to Chloe's point, did you offer to pay for dinner or you guys just saw the show?
We just saw the show.
All right, so good, man. Well, listen, all we're going to do is try to call Beth and see if we can get the both of you talking.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Second date update. K923Orlando.com.
We've been on the line with Chris this morning. Took his date to the House of Blues. They met on Hinge. I know sometimes those dating apps, they can be awkward, but it sounds like they had a really good time, saw a show. So let's give Beth a call and see what's going on.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Beth, please.
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth, it's Obi, Chloe.
Good morning.
Slater. Hey. So there's three of us on the line. I know that's unusual. We do a morning radio show for K92.3.
Yeah.
Have you heard of K92.3? It's a country station.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Do you know of the second date update?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, Beth, you went out on a date with a guy named Chris, and we're trying to get you both back on another date. We really like y'all's story, and so we have this $75 gift card to give you.
I'm not really sure I want to talk about this. I mean...
The thing that's peculiar with it is I don't know if I've ever heard anybody not have a good time at a show. If you like the music in House of Blues... There had to have been something that was said, or maybe even, I know I've been at a concert before, the music's so loud, I think I hear something, and it wasn't actually what I heard. So maybe that was the communication.
Beth, okay, he didn't have too much to drink, right?
No, it wasn't anything like that. And the music was fine. The concert was good. I enjoyed it. It was more, there was lying involved, and I just have zero tolerance for lying.
Did he say something to somebody?
No. So we met through Hinge, and you know, you got to fill out your profile stuff, height, yada yada. Well, he put his height at 5'10".
Okay.
Which I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'8", and I was like, oh yeah, that's great. I like to wear heels, and I just thought, you know, 5'10" is not super tall, but that works. Well, when we met up, I mean, this dude's not more than 5'6". And that just doesn't work for me. I don't know. I don't know what he thought, like saying that.
So he
and
lied
trying to
you.
Meet up with me. So we lied. He lied on his freaking profile. I never would have agreed to meet if I had known he was only 5'6". I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to hate on guys who are short, but that's just a personal preference for me. I need somebody who's tall, who I can wear heels with, not tower over.
Well, so, I mean, tell me that there isn't a chance, because I know for me, I mean, how often do people get measured? That you actually pay
attention? Well, you're so tall,
that.
I have to look up to talk to you.
They measure whenever I go to the doctor, maybe.
He could have thought, maybe the last time he went, maybe the doctor was wrong, and the doctor
but
told
he was
him.
In ninth grade? Like, I mean, I don't know. That's ridiculous. There's no excuse for that. You freaking, as a man, you know how tall you are. And especially as somebody who's shorter, you know you're shorter.
I'm 5'5", and I don't ever vary. I know my height.
But if you're sitting down next to him, you're probably the same height. And that's usually what you're doing. If you're on a date, you're sitting down.
We weren't sitting down. No, we went to see this concert.
Well, I guess
this
dinner.
Thing.
Yeah.
We went to see this concert at House of Blues. Cool. But we had to move around so he could freaking see the show. We ended up standing on the steps so he could see over the people. Like, I feel like such a jerk saying that.
I mean,
it's just a personal preference. And this
it
is how you
right.
fill out profiles, right? And you be honest.
Right. And if that's your taste, that's your taste. So why don't we do this? Because we do have Chris on the line. He had a chance to hear all this, Beth. So now all of us can talk about it. Chris?
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I think I just had default type on my profile. I didn't even notice that I had gotten that wrong.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, babe, but that is not working for me. So I'm sorry if that, you know, hurts your feelings, but you started out our encounter with a lie, and I just can't, that's just not for me.
Chris, how tall do you tell people you are?
I'm 5'6".
Yeah, but on the profile.
I didn't even notice that there was anything for that.
Mm. Oh, so
it
you probably...
said 5'10".
He probably didn't even fill that part in. I wonder if that was like the default.
Well, maybe.
No, you have to fill it in.
Did he think maybe it was his favorite number? And he's like 510.
Okay, so second date, yay or nay? I mean, we've got this $75 gift card, guys.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
Oh.
That's a no for me.
Wow. Okay, well, there you go.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Oh, man, that's even worse when the dude who calls up for the second date update is like, nah, I'm good.
But that's what happens, right? Things get awkward.
Yeah.
It's always trouble.
Well, here with Obi, Chloe Slater, we're starting something today called Camp K-92-3. So it's funny because we're starting something, and then we're also telling you something that now that's it. You kind of missed out on your opportunity to be a part of something pretty big, okay? So can we tell you what it is coming up next?
Yeah, let's do it. Camp K-92-3 will explain following Montgomery Gentry.
I love when K-92-3, when we here, can sprinkle in some of those classics like that one right there. It's Obi, Chloe Slater. This is K-92-3. So another thing I love is when we do some creative crap here. I don't even know why I rolled out my mouth like that.
You know what? The sales staff are so excited how we sell stuff.
Well, at least I didn't curse, right? But we do some creative stuff behind the scenes where we try to make things exciting for y'all listening, right? So we've got Camp K-92-3. We started this last year and it was such a hit where we want to make sure that while your kids are experiencing camp, right? Mm-hmm. While the feeling of summer and summer camp and getting away is here, we want to send you to those places.
And it's the official kickoff to summertime. It's probably the kiddos' last week of school, if not next week. So just a couple more days until school's out for summer. And we would love to fly up in August to see Luke Combs. Our girl Haley Witters will be opening up for him in Texas.
Yeah, so this covers your airfare, hotel accommodations, and tickets to see a guy that's won Entertainer of the Year the last couple of years many, many times. Luke Combs with so many number ones. Haley Witters that we last saw playing Country Thunder, and before that, also All-Star Jam here with us. Already stapled that she is a massive star on a female platform that doesn't have enough that are shined on.
Man, so let's do that, okay? We're going to do that two times a day. Why don't we do that first time every single morning with us at 9 a.m.? Let's get you all qualified for that. And you know what? Just to be nice, we'll throw in what you guys want to eat at.
How about Planet Hollywood? How's that sound? Disney Springs.
There you go.
Does that work?
We'll qualify you with that gift card to Planet Hollywood, and 9 o'clock will be the first time we're qualifying you. So that's this morning, and then at 4 o'clock on your ride home from work will be the next time.
Okay. When I was thinking at the restaurant, I was like, you're gonna eat at Planet Fitness.
you can't
eat at Planet Fitness, Obi. I'm glad you said what you said. The restaurant. Okay, so there is something that you cannot be a part of if you did not get your tickets. I am so sorry to tell you that Springs and Strings is sold out.
That's crazy.
This isn't good news. Well, is this good news?
It is exciting. It really is because, again, this is like just a time to hang out. It's a Florida treasure. We've talked about this. Wakaiva Island, Thursday. Dasha will be joining us. We are so excited to have her in town. And you, if you are going to get to experience her music.
Okay. So next, in 6 minutes, you guys okay with us pivoting? Chloe became a mom over the weekend.
Oh, that's so nice.
I did. I love her.
She's
going to
change,
much.
Y'all. She's going to change. No. Let's talk about it next. Toby, Chloe Slater, this is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. And as much as we love paying your bills, that's giving you $1,000 five times a day. You just heard us talk about Camp K92.3 and our opportunity to send you to a bunch of different places this summer.
Yeah, the first trip kicks off at 9 o'clock, seeing Haley Witters and Luke Combs in Houston.
Don't do it on your dime. Do it on our dime. Whatever money you save because we sent you somewhere, go ahead and spend it on souvenirs and experiences.
Oh, yeah, or pet toys.
Lots of pet toys.
That's a great seg.
I was going to say, I don't think I'm going to be traveling much this summer because I got a new puppy on my hands. On Friday after the show, my mom and dad, so graciously, because I had to work, they ended up driving up to Georgia, picked up Millie, my chocolate lab. If this is the first time you're hearing about it.
We got to stop just for a second. Can we love on parents that are willing to do stuff for their kids?
100%.
Chloe, you are 27 years old. I think sometimes I'm like, oh, well, once my kid is 18, they're going to flutter off and have their own life. And then, you know, they won't even want me anymore. Your parents just drove to freaking Georgia.
They did. Up and back. And I really did. Like, I hit the jackpot with the best parents in the world. And so on Friday morning, they drove up. They picked up Millie. And they literally turned around Saturday morning and came back. And let's talk about that for a second, because I was not in the car with them at 5:30 in the morning when they left Saturday and picked up Millie. She was hysterical. She was yelping and crying because we ripped her away from her home, from her life the last 3 months. Her mom, her siblings are still there. Some of just the people that were taking care of her. And so my mom felt so bad. She said, I was crying in the car and I ended up going to sit in the back with her and just put my hand in her crate and like love on her and just rub on her and all that. And though, you know, I think it was like an hour into the drive that she was having a full-on meltdown. But after that, when she knew, like, it's okay, I'm comforted, I'm loved, you know, she was okay the rest of the ride. And so, she arrived on Saturday afternoon. Honestly, when I woke up Saturday morning, I called them probably 30 times. I'm like, how far are you? How's it going? Can you send me a video? Can you send me a photo when you stop at the rest area?
Well, how was getting the house prepared? I mean, did you take a trip to like the Petco's, the PetSmart's?
Absolutely.
And did you go grab everything you needed?
Yeah. The house is ready. She's been great. She loves her bed. I got her this big fluffy bed and all these fun toys.
That's good. She can be a big dog.
I have learned. Like, I'm like, oh, she won't need that many toys because they're like, don't give the dog too many toys. But she like is a puppy. And so she's got those like needle teeth and she's just shredding through everything. Toy that comes her way, which is fine. That's a part of it. And honestly, y'all, people were telling me, like, expect to be up the next two nights. Don't get sleep. Like, she's gonna potty in the house, all these things. She's been a breeze. I'm knocking on wood because she has been good.
And how many hours have you had her?
She goes in her crate. She sleeps 24 hours.
Chloe, that is nothing.
I think that's her demeanor and her temper. She's calm. Good. She's smart.
And there's a reason why Chloe had an opportunity to pick this dog up early, but you let the dog stay for like another month so this way she could get some extra training.
Yes. So that's what she did. Was she stayed? She's 3 months now, so she did some crate training.
Oh,
but
she's
the crate
still
was
try
outside
the hell
and
out
stuff,
of
and I mean, still a new environment, new people. She really like. She's been good. She sleeps through the night. She has had a couple accidents in the house, but that's expected and normal. She's sitting. She's staying. Like, she understands commands and the good rewards.
Sure. Well, and she only had, you said, a couple accidents in the house.
A few.
But is it
expected?
So not a couple. A few. So more than a couple.
There was definitely more than two.
And,
yes.
And you're taking her outside to go to the bathroom how often?
She goes out every 30, 40 minutes.
So there's nothing in her bladder. Like, think about it. How fast does it take you to lick up water and then actually have to go
pee?
Well,
honestly, like, she drinks a bunch of water and I'm like, let's go, Millie. We're going outside because I'm trying to get her in that routine of like, we can't potty in the house. Yeah. So she's been wonderful. And watching my parents just fall in love with her has been the absolute best. I'm like, you guys, this is how you are with this dog. I can't imagine when I go to have a baby.
Have you thought about being one of those people that teaches their dog how to go in the toilet?
No.
No. I've seen the cats do that. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen a dog do that.
But there's no reason not, right?
Imagine.
You just get up at the top and then you have your front paws go down.
I will say, I've never thought about it from the breeder's standpoint, that you have all these beautiful puppies and you see them one by one, you know, bye.
Just leave.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
The breeder called me yesterday, check in and seeing how she was doing. And I will say, like, I didn't realize how much my heart needed her. You know, I feel like over the last couple months, just going through heartbreak and just going through the motions of just things in my life. Like, I needed her more than she needed me.
It is going to change things. We did talk about how, you know, by 11:30, the morning show, traditionally, we're around leaving the building. Mm-hmm. You may have to leave now a little earlier because that puppy's in the crate. And I know that Chloe's going to be the type now. Springs and strings, right? On Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't be a wimp. You guys have to hold me accountable because I can be very easily giving in to her and being a wimp. So you have to remind me, like,
you're going to bring out the springs and strings?
Oh, no. No, she's not ready. She's not ready for that yet.
Okay.
I'm excited when you take a picture of Millie and you put it on your dating profile. see how many guys.
Actually, I
it's
already
just
said
bait.
That I am a dog mom on my dating profile. Okay?
Before Millie became.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater wake you up laughing. K-82-3.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.